We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vern Davis. I'm your host of Plant Profits, and Plant Profits is brought to you by Protus Global. My next guest has extensive international business expertise as well as insights to how rolling paper brands can develop new product lines and compete in a hyper-competitive market in the cannabis industry. I want you all to welcome to Plant Profits, Mr. Alex Boone, who is the managing director at Botani. Alex, welcome to Plant Profits.
Thanks, Vern. I appreciate it. Thanks for the good introduction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I've been looking forward to speaking with you because I really, when you break it down, you're in quite an interesting business. You really have a huge opportunity to shape the visuals of cannabis for years and years and generations to come. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, look, I completely agree with you. And I think that's kind of why we created Botani. We wanted to have, based on our legacy of experience, 400 years of experience in papermaking of our parent company, SWM International, to have a cannabis board brand that could really take the voice of the customer, what the market's saying, have a dedicated team in which can listen to that and turn all of our expertise that we've had for generations into something that's new, that's fresh, that's different, that can help brands bring their brands to market. And so I think that's one of the key things that differentiates us from maybe someone else is that we indeed are B2B. We're not actually bringing a brand that the consumer can buy, but we're bringing the awareness the consumer can understand to that they can be free to demand new things. And we're here to listen and bring.
Oh, that's great. No, that's great, Alex, man. That's tremendous and much needed. Now, your parent company, I mean, you've been involved with SWM. You had been involved with them for years, a couple decades or so.
Exactly. 20 plus years. Absolutely.
Right. And how did you get to this magic moment, how did it happen? You know, how did it happen to where you're leading this thing, this effort?
Well, you may have heard before, I was sitting on the beach in 2014 when the state of Colorado had gone legal. And I was sitting next to a family whose son was getting ready to go to work at a cannabis farm in Colorado.
Oh, geez.
I said, hey, what do you do with your leftover materials, buds, trimmings, things like that? He goes, oh, we have to incinerate them. I said, well, I can use that to make paper. And he's like, wow, can you really do that? So that kind of started the click. But because cannabis being marijuana was not, THC was not legal at the time, we had to pause, step back. And in the introduction of the Farm Bill in 2019 for industrial hemp, that's when we went full on and said, hey, we can take this product and we can turn this into a usable sheet of paper for accessories, cones, for blunts, for gum products, what have you, so that the consumer can have something that's natural, something that truly complements the product. Taking our experience of the 400 years of rolling papers, traditional rolling papers, and tobacco aspects, and bringing that to market. That's where the aha went.
Yeah. So if the case, then when you were having this conversation with yourself, right, you had to realize that you're most likely going to come with some opposition internally.
Yeah,
right? Absolutely. How did you navigate those waters to get to the point where you have a full-blown effort and you're a subsidiary and part of a larger entity?
Yeah, first of all, we're a public corporation. So
yeah,
the number one thing, is it legal? What we're doing is properly legal from a public corporation. So, and knowing your audience, your executive team audience, who to go to first. Well, general counsel was who I went to first. Yeah. General counsel was certainly the one in which said, look, Alex, you got two things. You got to be legal.
Right.
And can you be unique? Can you be different in the marketplace? And if we can get intellectual property related to this, then that's fantastic. And that's exactly what we did. Prove the concept, put it on, go to the market with it, show the concept. Okay. Boom. We've got some pull. There you go. Then create a dynamic team that's willing to put in an incubating type situation away from the normal business that you do day in and day out, and dedicate a team to put your resources on it. You got to have that, but you got to have someone driving it who has the experience and has the knowledge that can keep the team focused and not make it part of your traditional quarterly review here and there, here and there. And that's what happens in big public corporations. Quarterly business versus focus. And by having that dedicated team, that's how we were able to accomplish and bring the products to market.
Yeah, big corporations eat their own, right? I mean, you created Bhutani. So you created this entity, this group, the specialized forces to go out into the marketplace and do some dynamic things. I think that's great. Your parent company is really big on the circular environment, right? Sustainability.
That is correct.
Et cetera. And at the end of the day, you're supplying packaging, some type of material to help create a brand for someone else.
That's right? Correct. It's an accessory, a component for someone to deliver what they want to deliver, which is cannabis.
That's exactly right. So how does what you do at Bhutani coordinate, integrate with the goals of the larger concern from a sustainability perspective?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things that our process that we created going back into the 1950s, we created this process of taking a byproduct, taking leftovers and scraps of something that people wouldn't use, and that would be tobacco leaf. And we created a process to turn that back into a usable product. And that usable product could be done for cigars and cigarillos. It could be used as a medium to control blend control for tobacco designs, tobacco filler. And so we took that process and said, hey, let's just recreate this for it. And it started as recycling, an ability for someone to recycle something that would normally not be used. That's number one. Number two, we consider it very biodiverse. So as part of that recyclability, it's biodiverse. We feel that we can take a product and create another also income stream for, say, a farmer, say, for an extractor. And we create that by purchasing that, and we create a new product for that's used in the industry that's natural, that has a good message, but we're also creating that income stream to keep people planting, the farmer to keep planting, the extractor to keep extracting. And we really want that to continue. The rolling paper side of it is really the bolt-on of which we've created for the legacy, 150 years of making rolling papers from our factories in southern France. That's fantastic. We're creating new innovations for Cannabinoid Direct by listening to what they say, separating that, using the same process, but creating new things like colored papers, putting more emphasis. Mm-hmm. Someone wants color, we want it. Somebody wants something more transparent, let's do it. If someone wants some cool marking on it, let's do it. Let's bring some visual differentiation to our customer, originally with that sustainable solution that we created through our process that we've known for decades, and bringing that to the industry.
That's great. If you, in this journey now, have you and the team created specialized mechanisms and patented processes to to actually continually create a defense mechanism to the competitors to continue to make you top of mind the space according to what your business to business relationships really want, and creating the designs, the shapes, the textures that are really important, that's going to really shape the illusions and the photography really of the industry for generations.
Yeah, I think that indeed we've created IP around our process and the utilization. Yeah. And that's just straight on bottom line. It's out there as public record. People can go see it. Our process is definitely unique. It is unique to the industry and to the competitors who offer other sheets for the market. And it's just to what you said, the texture. It's different.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It is something that visually you can see that's different. It acts different. And from a blunt wrap perspective, it's something that can be put into a full pouch if you want it with lots of flavor, mm-hmm. or it can be put into a booklet that doesn't have to be sealed and the paper won't mm-hmm. dry up, and you can use it even if it's been sitting on your tabletop for a few weeks, as an example.
Great.
So we really create something that's unique and usable for the consumer. And then we can get creative on top of that. If you want to put some special designs, we can do some special designs on the paper. If you want a special color, we can do a special color. So different things like that. The base product itself is something that is definitely unique.
That's right. That is awesome. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, Alex, we're going to really dig into, really want to talk about building a brand business to business, right? And how you do that successfully, because that's basically what you're charged to do, is build the business. I think that'd be quite interesting for our audience. I'm Vern Davis. I'm your host of Plant Profits. My guest today is Mr. Alex Boone. He's the managing director of Botani, and he's got 400 years of experience in his pocket.
my beard, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be right back.
Plant Profits will return so our sponsors can profit from these messages.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Vern Davis. I'm your host of Plant Profits, and Plant Profits is proudly brought to you by Produce Global. My guest today on Plant Profits is Mr. Alex Boone. He's the managing director at Botani. We're having a really cool discussion about what he does. And this is a very interesting facet of the industry, because when you're building brands and you're looking at consumers, or you're dealing with folks that deal with consumers, right? The visual is so important. The visual is so important. And then you go to the other senses, and depending on what the product is, will dictate the order of the next senses. But the visual is the first thing, is the first impression, is the visual before anything else. And that is so important to brand building. And how do you build and continue to grow your business from a dependability, an expectation, a deliverable, all the characteristics of what brands do in your B2B world?
Yeah. So from a B2B perspective, one of the things that we've said is that we need to bring innovation, sustainable innovation creation. Not sure how better way to
say it. I like that.
Okay.
I like that. I like that. You should. You should own that, man.
Sure.
So sustainable innovation creation. We got to go with that.
Okay. I like it. Send me an email so I can remember what I just said.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So the idea is that, voice of customer is really important. And we don't just listen to the guys who are making the brands for others. The converters are very important to us. We sell directly to converters, right? Some of the brand owners are vertically integrated. They can make their own products. Others are not. So we want to make sure we're in attuned to the market itself. And by being there as a cannabis-only brand, with Tana, why we created it, so we could have that avenue to do it through our own marketing efforts, through this podcast, through what have you. It gives brand owners a chance to contact to say, hey, I'd like to look at this as a paper component in the future. We can then learn to develop new products for that. We then take that to extensive R&D experience, and we're looking at a pipeline that's a year, 2 years out. We need to make sure we're always looking at something new, something that's different, thinking of those visual aspects. And I'll tell you of a recent creation that we've had. One of the things you talked about, visual, it's so important for a customer to open a product and it looks good. Our initial products on the blunt wrap side of the business was great. It looked natural, something different. No one else had this natural looking. You could see the fibers, all of that. No one had that before. Now some customers saying, hey, I really want something that looks super smooth, super smooth. So we've created Botani Smooth. And Botani Smooth allows us in our process to bring a smooth aspect look. It's just a visual, it's the same product, just a visual differentiation, and do something different in our process to bring that to the table. So now our customers have choices. I can go to one guy with this cigar-looking type application that's made of hemp if I want. Or I could go to a guy who has a blunt wrap that's super smooth, and I can offer a blunt wrap that's super smooth to the market. Or on the rolly paper side, really love my hemp-based natural-looking sheet that's unbleached. Great. Let's bring that, but I now want that in a different color. Fine. We'll do that in a different color. Of course, everything has MOQs when we're talking about B2B. I don't want someone to think they can call us and just get one bob in a product, but we certainly do want to listen, and that's how we do things. And we're always continually working on that pipeline going forward.
No, that's great. That is great. It's amazing all the things you can do with a simple idea, right? And of what you guys do, it's just really, really amazing. What is separating you now? You know, what is the feedback that you're getting from building this business? Because how old is the business now? 4 years old? How old is the business?
Yeah, Botani was created as a brand name in February of 22. So we're coming up on 2 years as a brand name. We've been offering the products under our auspice of our previous company probably for a year prior to that. It took a while for us to get things to the machine. It's not easy making something good, I can tell you that. It's not easy making something good. We are known now as the guys, the B2B brand. We are not in the market competing with our customers. We want our customers to understand that Botani is to serve as a market brand to give awareness and education out there to the field to help pull from the consumer what they value the most and bring components to the market that those guys who are creating the ultimate brand can actually bring something to market themselves and feel confident that we've done some research that this should work. Bring your brand to market on this. The consumers will like it. And I think that's where people are seeing us for, as someone that to go to. The number one is it got something that tastes great. It really does taste good. It has a very unique ability to complement the product in which people are smoking. That's the uniqueness of it. It really does complement.
That's great. That's good. As you build this business, what type of partnerships add value to what you're trying to get accomplished and you add value to them?
No, it's a tough question. But one of the things I want people to understand is that when you choose us, you're going to have a quality product, number one. Number two, you have an infrastructure that understands your needs of expansion. As you grow, we're already there with an infrastructure that's going to help you get there. And so the confidence that when you choose us, it's something that's going to allow you to expand as you need. And we've been very successful bringing some brands from the beginning, say 20 years ago, to nothing. The first bobbin of paper just sold to someone who has the market leadership. We've been successful at doing that. And we have that awareness. And that's confidence in that brand owner that you can have in us as a B2B supplier.
No, that's great. That's good. That is good.
I hope what has been...
Well, you did, but you know that when you're building a business like you are, a very young business with a lot of history behind it, right? So it's almost like it's a startup, but it's not. There are very specific relationships that provide an avenue to grow, to build,
mm-hmm.
to connect. And I'm always wondering, what is that for all these different types of businesses that I talk to all the time and their leaders, you know, where they're trying to connect the dots to make sure that their brand and their mission is personified correctly in the ecosphere that they're operating in.
Sure. Yeah. I think one of the key things that I've seen on some of the brands out there that have started and maybe not as succeeded is the connection on the distribution network. And I think one of the key things that a young brand startup needs to understand, and they have a great idea, can support that great idea, but without that big distribution network and doing that homework ahead of time on how you're going to get your product to market is key. One of the things that I think that we can do and what we understand is that we can bring all the components in the world to you, but without that, you're going to have a piece that failed. Let us help you with the components to make you visually different, okay? Focus those efforts as a brand owner on that key connection on how are you going to show that distribution network that your product is indeed going to be different and better to get them into the market to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are some of the keys that I see out there that maybe people underestimate as one of the things as a young brand startup that needs to happen, that needs to be on the top of the list.
No, it's great. That's really good. That's really good. That's really good to know. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to kind of dig into a variety of different topics in a little sprint that we'll do, and it'll be a lot of fun. I'm Vern Davis. I'm your host of Plant Profits, and Plant Profits is proudly brought to you by Produce Global. My guest today, Mr. Alex Boone, he is the managing director of Botani. We'll be right back.
Plant Profits will return so our sponsors can profit from these messages.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I am Vern Davis. I'm your host of Plant Profits, and Plant Profits is brought to you by Produce Global. My guest today is Mr. Alex Boone. He's the managing director at Botani, and we're really having a really cool discussion about what it's like building a business with a lot of knowledge behind you, but really trying to fit it into an industry, a very new legal industry. And, Alex, what are some of the real challenges early on that you faced, hurdles that you had to jump over?
Yeah, I would say in a large organization is the mainstream setup of how you run your current business. And business has been around forever. You set up your quarterly reviews, you get monthly reports, you've got goals and objectives, you got to meet shareholder expectations. You have all those items that you have to meet. And something that's so unique and something different in a new fledgling grassroots industry, how can status quo work? It doesn't. You got to be quick, you got to be nimble, you have to be agile. And those are the things. You have to have a willingness to do that and a discipline to be that way and not fall into the trap of the day-to-day.
Let me just be blunt. How do you keep those guys off your back when you're just a little bitty company and you got to prove yourself every day? How do you keep them off your back? And because you always got to be futuristic. Because the present is small, right? It's how you're going to build something that's going to have a real impact, right, onto the business. So do you have impact, do you think, into the overall large business of the conglomerate? And how is that going?
Yeah, I'd say number one, impact's important, but impact in a different way. You know, what we keeping the industry or keeping the teams focus on, we are developing something for the future, not the now, for the future, and bringing small wins after wins, however big, however small, and touting those successes and bringing those to the organization, how successful. Look, we're the first ones to do this, or this is the second one to do that. Hey, we just offered this to a large brand who's willing to expand their portfolio on this, and really show them the magnitude that this could have in the future, if indeed it takes off as a consumer. Because remember, sales is 1 in 10, 1 in 20, right? You get 20, you get 19 no's for the one yes. So you have to have that mindset and keep that rolling throughout the organization.
Yeah.
But
thank you for that. As you said, right, you guys are an established business. You have an existing expectation in the marketplace. People were buying you, a publicly traded company, but now you have Botanic. What about talent? Did you need a different set of skill sets to begin an entrepreneurial operation in a big company? And what were some of those challenges, and how are you dealing with those today?
Yeah, for sure. Certainly, from a business development perspective, needed someone with a hunting mindset, someone who really understood how to bring new businesses and discuss new businesses, new products. And so we formulated a team around that, as well as some of our internal talent that was very good at taking something current, tweaking and making it something new. And that's where the knowledge of our own internal talent pool, plus not being so big to say that we can do it all ourselves, we'll go to the outside. For instance, marketing. We're not a marketing juggernaut by any means.
Right.
So going outside and getting some help, whether it be through consultant or whether it be through a marketing agency, to help you bring your reality to market, your vision to market, you got to do it. You have to be able to willing to spend that money. And that's part of the sale internally. Why are we spending this money? We never spend this
money
for marketing. Well, if you're creating something new like this, you're going to have to. It's put it as a cost of doing business. You know, you really
have to
get that message in order for people to understand who you are, what you're trying to do.
That's right.
So those are the things that you have to focus on.
No, that's great. That is so right. You do. And there are new expenses. Is the business growing? Because it's been a difficult time for the industry.
It is a difficult time for the industry. Certainly, you see, even on the traditional business of rolling papers, it's difficult between last year and this year even.
That's right.
You know, we've hit the high, so to speak, of the COVID period with a lot of needs, a supply chain that was the least 8-9 month supply chain on bringing, say, packaging in, this and that. Orders out for an industry that a requirement of pay in advance for a lot of people. And so a lot of people had to make commitments then when inventories are high, but the market decides not to buy as much. Okay, we're all faced with a lot of inventory situation. I think that's across the board. Any business out there is doing that right now. I think it's not alone to cannabis, but it's certainly something. We got used to these 80-90% growth rates. The market's still growing, just not to what it was a year ago. So keeping patient around that is certainly something to keep in mind. But yes, we are growing. I like to think our customer base is much wider than it was even 6 months ago, especially even a year ago. Some customers have had rough times. Others have had good times.
Sure.
And certainly continuing the message is what we're trying to do, because we do have the luxury of having a larger organization behind us to continue the push, continue the fight for those brands who want to be different, who want to be new, and to bring something to the market the consumer deserves, which is new differentiation. And I think that's what is going to help some of these young brands be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I wish you the best in building this venture. This market is, in this industry, is ever changing. I mean, we got some news last week, right? There's a movement to reschedule from a 1 to a 3, maybe.
Exactly.
And that sounds great, and I'm sure everybody's excited about that. But until it's all done, we'll see what it looks like when finalized and all done, and if it all,
Yeah, we got to fight the fight. And knowing that, you know, first thing when this came out in 2019, everybody thought, oh, it's only going to take 2 years and it's going to be federal.
Yeah.
You got to keep on fighting, got to hang in there. And I know that patients are thin on some brands out there. It's tough, but those who are willing to fight it, they'll win. We'll eventually get moving forward.
And yeah,
I like the prospects. Look, we're all in, we're bullish on it. And, side of what we can bring for those brand owners out there, and we're going to continue to bring new things. So
yeah, well, it's important work what you do. It's important in setting the visualization of the industry, and I think that's extremely important. And I know that consumers, that's what they're looking for. You know, they're looking for functionality and visual. When it comes to, and you really hit home on the visual when it comes to the flower. So I think that's amazing. Thank you, Alex, for being our guest on Plant Profits. And our guest today, as I said, was Mr. Alex Boone. He is the managing director of Botani, and we had a really cool conversation. I want to thank everyone for joining us here on Plant Profits. And I think I would love for all of you to go and check us out on all of the podcast platforms. We are there. Cannabis Radio, make sure that we're there. And they've been great partners with us. That's Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast fix, we are there. iHeartRadio, it doesn't matter. Then look at Produce Global on LinkedIn, my company. All platforms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, we are there. And really start to understand how we build companies and how we change people's lives as we do what we do. I'm Vern Davis. I am your host of Plant Profits. Until next time, cheers.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.